Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes. If you want to talk fishing with a crew, hit us up at 888-404-1010. Here's your host, Captain Bubba and his crew, Captain Glenn and James Garrison.
Good morning, Flats Mafia Radio. We are here in our third week. I'm with Captain Glenn Sanchez,
woo-woo,
James Garrison.
Bro, I like that intro, kid.
Good morning. Yeah, if you follow me on Snapchat, you know what that's all about. We got our producer in the building, Mark. Greg Brew is in the house doing our Facebook Live. We got a great show coming to you today. We got a little bit of things. The triple tail bite is still pretty hot right now. We're going to go into that. The micropoons in the river mouse. And still really good numbers of snook being caught in the afternoon as that water warms up. I got my buddy Alex calling in from the Coast Guard this week with the safety tip of the week.
Yeah, we got a lot to go over today.
Yeah, we got a lot. It's going to be fun. We got, we got Captain Glenn giving us his update today, too. He's coming back fresh from Epcot.
We're just drunk around the world.
Are you still drunk, Glenn?
Oh, a little bit hungover.
I think he is. That coffee's kicking in, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God for some Dunkin' Donuts.
So, yeah, we got a good show today. And if you guys got any hot bites or hot catches that you caught this week, or you want to call in and just tell us if we're doing a good job or we suck at what we're doing, please feel free to call it 888-404-1010, Flats Mafia Radio. We would love to hear from you.
Let us know if we suck, please.
Yeah, please. We are open to that. We would love to hear it. And, I also want to give a shout-out to Seminole Heights General Store on Armenian Hillsborough. If you guys are fishing the rivers or Davis Island area, they actually have bait. They're open till 7 o'clock, sometimes 8 o'clock. They have dollar ice, and they have some tackle for your emergency needs last minute. So if you're in the area of Seminole Heights on the corner of Armenian Hillsborough, definitely go check them out. They will hook it up.
Dollar ice,
yeah. And you know what? I was there this weekend. I got a chicken salad sandwich that was pretty.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I went light, though. You know, I went light. It was a chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah, mayonnaise on it? You put mayonnaise on everything.
I thought we were going to switch diets. You got on me last week about fried foods.
Well, I mean, bro, it's chicken salad. Just listen to the name of it.
Did we switch diets?
I mean, I'm not drinking Coca-Cola no more this week. I'm trying not to, at least.
All right. Hey,
that's been the killer for me.
That's tough.
Hey, yeah, well, Glenn. So I heard you went out with Scott Glass this week on Thursday.
I did. My buddy Scotty, he's a crazy character. He's good people, though. We went out, I believe it was on Thursday, and we were going after that snook, man. You know, we lost a couple. I took my wife. He took his girl, you know, and his girlfriend. His girl had a girlfriend, and we were trying to get those snook. And we went way up. It got pretty windy there, you know, first thing in the morning. It was blowing, you know, 10 to 15. So we tried to hide from the cover. So we went up in the creek. You know, we got the snook bite on pretty good. You know, we lost two to the boat that were keepers. You know, just unfortunate.
Any big snook?
You know, they're on the lower slot. They're you know, 28s, maybe the 30s. Okay. And but a lot of little ones. And so we left there, and we went to the...
Glenn, hold on one second. You know what you need to get? Is that Jeff Groves... ruler, kid.
Oh, the Jeff Groves ruler, right.
Y'all were
right.
Tearing up Jeff this week.
Yeah, yeah. Bubba saved him a little bit. He came in there and saved us from me.
That's
and
a nice catch. I'm telling you, maybe Jeff's camera's not that good. But
Jeff, if you're listening out there, you can call in and tell us we're lying, but the fish look small to me, man.
24s, 25s. Stretch Armstrong Groves.
Me and Glenn are trashing him on Facebook, and Bubba has to step in and be the nice guy.
Like, Jesus, man. Come on, man. The guy put up a nice picture of a snook. Yeah, it didn't look like a Montgetta, but...
I tell you what, my buddy Scott Glass said, hey, man, let's go catch some trout. I said, all right. We were dealing with the wind and stuff, so we went out to this trout spot. And sorry, Jeff, but we were catching trout bigger than your snook that you posted on Facebook. These trout were 22, 23, 24 inches, buddy. So it was a pretty good bite.
I saw one of the pictures of the trout. They are good.
They are good. They were fat. They got the roe. You know, they started showing up with the yellow mouth and stuff like that. But it was a good time. It was a good time.
Bait was pretty easy.
Oh yeah, two casts were done. Bait's everywhere still until probably that cold snap comes through.
You're still using the quarter.
Still using the
quarter-inch mesh?
The quarter. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's good.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Well, me, James, and Troy White went out on Thursday. We actually, I met Troy at the ramp. We were waiting on Wally right here to show up. He's usually a 3 o'clock fisherman.
Hey, I got baby daddy daycare.
I understand. So we were catching. We started catching some bait at the boat ramp, and it was there. We're trying to be polite to one of the guys fishing off the shore, so we gave him some space. But we got some bait at the boat ramp, and then we had a buddy. John came up. He actually emptied out his live well, so that helped out a lot too. But we were waiting, sitting at the dock, waiting on you. And when I tell you, I saw this snook at the dock at Davis Island. His dorsal fin came out of the water like he was just really like a dolphin. He was a monster, and he just like, hey, look at me, you'll never catch me, and just swims away. But after we picked up James, we went to go get on the triple tail bike, and James hooked up. Well, yeah, you hooked up right away. We thought it was
that was a Mac, yeah, Spanish Mac,
yeah, big mackerel, and then I hooked up, and that fish is still running right now. I feel like it had to be. I mean, just
nobody knows.
No,
he got worked.
He got worked. Yeah, because
Took him to school, huh?
Maybe, but he didn't break me off. You know, the line wasn't really frayed. It just came back with a little bit of. Some people would try to say it was catfish line, but it was not.
Here we go.
that was like the inside lining of the fish. I really wanted to keep it and maybe do a DNA test just to find out what it was.
Sail cat. Glenn, TV sail show cat. Drag, kid.
TV show drag, yeah.
I was tightened down.
We know Bubba with that TV show.
I was tightened down.
It had him. It was running. It sounded pretty good, though. It was good. I tested his drag after and made him pull it. It was a good fish, but we don't have no clue what it was.
No clue. So
no clue.
It's just one of those days. But
the reason we're out there is to film the fish brain, fishing tip of the week or report for the week.
Yeah, we had to do the report of the week. We got a pretty cool shot this week with the Jose Gaspar's pirate ship in the background. And then right soon as we're done filming it, tarpon rolls right next to us. Like he was, and that one, I wouldn't consider him a micro one.
No, he was bigger. He was bigger.
Yeah, he was probably in like the 30-40 range. But we didn't get any there. We kept our eyes open for him. But and then we fished to, I don't know, I say about 6 o'clock, and then we went to the Bucks
game. Head over the Bucks game.
Yeah, so a little bit of fishing on the water, and then we went to that Bucks game that was terrible, but we're not going to go into that.
I tell you what, that pirate ship, that's snook heaven right there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I was actually talking to a buddy last night, and they had these pictures from 1940 right there in that same area of two monster tarpon that they caught. And he was so excited that he caught the tarpon. He had them hanging up. He was so excited. He ran home, changed, and put his best clothes on to take pictures with this fish.
Just for the picture?
Bro, in 1940, the picture was black and white. My buddy Frank told me the story.
Black and raw?
Black and white. He told me the story.
I'm sure if it's in the 40s, it was black and raw.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I ain't getting wrong. Well, you know, it's right there, too, where they have those tarpon, like artwork tarpon hanging up right there in the river. That used to be a huge, huge tarpon spot back in the day. Still is. Not as big as the ones that they used to catch back then, but
Platte Street holds those micropoons pretty good too.
Yeah,
throw some Mirrodines over there and you catch them.
Yeah, I heard they've been bouncing back and forth from like the North Boulevard Bridge and like the Waterworks Building. They've been hanging out in there. Also, my buddy Justin sent me a picture. He works on the 30th floor in downtown, and he sent me a picture of a school of jacks that looked like a washing machine inside the river, and it probably was like 50 yards in diameter, and they were going crazy. And for him being on the 30th floor and taking that picture, it was a massive, massive school of jacks. Those are always fun. They're staying pretty thick in the river.
It's an underestimated fish, man.
It is. I mean, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Jack, even though it's part of the trash can slam, which is your catfish, your ladyfish, and your jack, the jack is a very fun fish to catch, bro. And if you catch a big one, it's gonna fight like any other big redfish or big snook. And more than likely, most of the time you know it's a jack because these fish just go in circles. They'll end up circling your boat. Before you know it, that fish did three circles around your boat, and you're like, yeah, that's a jack.
I'll tell you what, I'll take my daughter to catch Jack and Ladyfish all day long.
Bro, come on.
For sure.
I mean, there's plenty of clients out there that don't get on the water that would love a killer day with Jack and Ladyfish.
That dude on Instagram, Eric, I forget his last name, but he calls them ghetto permits. I like it.
Ghetto permits, huh?
Ghetto permits.
Yeah.
They're exciting. I mean, when you get them big, they're fun.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they definitely are fun. You can get those big ones, bro. After they get like 10, 12 pounds, man, those fish are fun, man. Very, very fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, we're wrapping up our first segment. You guys, call in. 888-404-1010. Let us know what you're catching this week. Let us know how we're doing. This is Flats Mafia Radio. We'll get back to you soon. We're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family like Ray Day. Me and my decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall, yeah. Bulldogging like them Georgetown Hawkers. Boy, you signed the silly thing. My room is sitting pretty, doing donuts. Why you suckers like them suckers on runs? Damn, we the committee. Gonna burn it. Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C Mule and Berkshire Homes. If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800. Or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now. Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890. Captain Bubba here from Flats Mafia Radio, live every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Have you guys heard about C-Mule? Let me tell you something about C-Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at cmule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. C-Mule. Hee-haw.
This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you tired of your boat? Are you ready for a new one? Whalen Bay Marine is now in Clearwater, conveniently located on US 19 and Whitney Road, offering sales, parts, and service for Seaborn, Mako, Glassstream, Tracker, Spider Flats boats, and more. Have an old boat and you'd like to sell or trade? Perfect. We are taking in all makes and models. Contact us today at 727-648-4545 or on the web at whalenbayclearwater.com.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by C Mule and Berkshire Homes.
You're listening to Money Talk 1010.
And we're back, Flats Mafia Radio. I'm in the studio, C-Mule Studios, with Captain Glenn Sanchez and James Garrison. We got Captain Ryan on the phone. We're gonna be going over to him right now.
Captain Ryan Rickard
on the phone.
Nice.
What's up, Cap?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Captain Ryan?
How are you?
Good, man. Good.
Good, man. Just actually headed to church right now, but wanted to give you guys a call and talk about this past week's fishing.
Right on.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, fishing's really been good, man. A couple of these cold fronts that I feel like we needed to really start making this bite go off has happened for us. And the snook bite's been phenomenal. The redfish bite's been real good. And seem to have these fish starting to kind of pack up and group up, which is what I've been waiting on.
Nice.
You're not going to give away too much.
Go ahead.
Too much redfish stuff, are you? I know we're both in the same tournament this weekend coming up.
Well, you know, I'm a redfish guy, man. If there's any fish I would love to get more than anything out there, it's redfish for sure. But We've got a, actually we've got a the Florida Pro Championship coming up this next weekend, and I'll be on the water every day, pretty much kind of searching around, finding out what I want to do there. But you know, just running some trips this past week. Again, the snook bite's been great. Trout's been not as great for me, but I haven't been targeting them as much. But the biggest challenge I've had, guys, is the high winds, man. I just,
oh yeah,
winds have been cranking.
Mm-hmm. 10 to 15 all day, man.
Yeah, you just got to find a place to cover. Be blocked from it. Yeah.
That's it. But it's not really hurt the fishing at all. It's just been, you know, from spot to spot sometimes. If you're having to run across the bay, it's a little rough. But it's been good, guys. It's been real good.
Awesome. Awesome.
You decided to sit out this one, this Sunday, this tournament that's going on right now?
I did, man. Family's more important to me.
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, Sunday's always family day.
Yeah, family first. Family first.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
You're not sitting out next Sunday.
No,
you'll be there next Sunday.
That's
I'm sure I'll see you out there this week.
That's some good money on the line on that one. 2-day championship.
We're going to be incognito. You're not going to recognize us in the boat we're in this week. So when you
nice.
See us at the hole and I'm waving, it's me.
Nice. I love it.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Cap.
Yes, sir.
And right. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
All right, you guys.
All right, Captain. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
That dude's always in the money in the end. He's close top
yeah, he's
five
good
every time.
Yeah, he's a good fisherman.
Him and Armando.
Sure. Yeah.
Glenn's
oh, yeah.
boy, Armando. Armando.
Cuz.
And we, yeah, when we fished the IFA, it was a loud boat, man, me and Armando, that's for sure.
Oh, I
can
only
hear
imagine
us a mile
that.
Away.
Huh? I'd have loved to have been a fly on that boat. I want to talk a little bit. One of the spots when we still were fishing on Thursday, we go to this spot, this outside these condos, bro, and it was loaded up. The snook were on top of the water, and we get this lady coming out yelling at us. She started off with an attitude from the beginning, and
we were being real respectful.
Well,
my mom told you to stay off the property, bro. Why you
yeah,
keep
well,
coming
I
back?
Mean, you know, and that's what she said. She said, "Oh, this is private property. You can't be in here." And everyone on the boat's like, We're not on your property, and last time I checked, God owned the water.
Yeah, Troy White was very respectful. It was the most polite thing I've ever heard, but pretty much gave him an F you.
Yeah.
But
in the most polite way possible. It was sweet. It was sugar-coated, very sweet, very respectable. Like, he was very respectable, and the lady just had – she has something up her butt, dude. She, like, I don't understand. It's already – it's so many – there's so many spots already that Bin Laden ruined for us out in the port and stuff because of 9/11, and now they have all these high security places, and it's bad enough all those honey holes you can't fish but maybe 10 minutes before the man comes and kicks you out or the sheriff comes and kicks you out, and then now you go find this other spot, it's a honey hole, and then you got the residents like, what is she doing? Is she that don't have that much stuff going on in her life that she has to worry about us?
Glenn, she stopped her car, went right. and parked it, got out, came back. Troy gives her – Troy's talking to her. He's super nice. He gives her FL numbers off the top of his head for his boat. He's like, if you want to call the FWC, here's my FL numbers. Here's my name. He's like, I've already discussed this with them. Give them a call. Have them come on down here. I'd love to see them.
And that's the thing. The worst thing she could do is call them, and they'll come and maybe run you guys out and say, hey, just move on the way and not cause any ruckus.
What's crazy is the security. The security guy came out, and Troy was talking to him, and, like, everything was cool. Troy had it cool with the security guard, and then she came up, stopped traffic. Another lady inside the place, she was getting mad because she was like, can you move your car? I got to get by. And she literally stopped traffic, and they came back, and – she dedicated her 30 minutes of that afternoon to try to kick us out of there. And, you know, after a while, I mean, we stayed there for 20 minutes talking to her still. I'm still flipping up under the dock trying to bang.
Well, me and Bubba are in the back just still fishing. Troy is handling this whole thing. Until I hear the guy say, we own the floor bottom. And I'm like, I've never heard that personally. So I said, the floor bottom? So they're talking. I said, let me get some confirmation on this. I call up Tony Rose with FWC.
Did some research, huh?
I said, give me this floor bottom thing. I've never heard this. So he said it's extremely rare to own the floor bottom. Mm-hmm. If they have to dredge, they have to buy the floor bottom. So
yeah, I never knew that neither.
Well, I mean, even at
some of the rules,
even at that, if they own the floor bottom, that means you can't anchor or power pole.
Right.
Okay, so you're not touching the floor bottom.
Right.
All right. And as long as you don't go in there and tie off to their docks or their pilings, you're not touching their property. Yeah. Right. So at the end of the day, we are floating on God's water.
That's it.
So why can't we fish there?
The old Tampa Bay guy thing, you don't own the water.
Yeah.
She doesn't own the water either. She owns the floor bottom and the dock. You don't own the water.
Well, Bob, maybe if you trim your beard a little bit, we won't have all these issues,
Oh,
huh?
Oh, God.
Just trim it just a little bit.
Man, I'm not trimming this beard.
we weren't being bad. You know, the beard and the tattoos we all have might have thrown her off, but
we weren't
smashing beers out there. We were not playing music loud. We were just trying to be quiet. I had a little tarpon on. It wrapped me around the pole. We saw some big snook in there.
Bro, that tarpon.
We're trying to be sweet, you know, trying to be quiet.
That tarpon he caught, James throws his rod out. He puts it in Rodney, puts it in a rod holder. He goes to grab some chum and start chumming it. All of a sudden, you see this little, like, probably maybe 10-pound tarpon.
No, might have been 10 inches. The thing was tiny.
Hey, he's on, the fish jumps three docks away from where his rod's at. And I was like, is that your fish? He goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. It jumps three times. I don't know.
It was three slots over from where I hooked it.
Nice.
So we didn't get it. But, you know, that's... you know, you got to deal with some of those things like that on the water. It sucks.
It's just unfortunate.
It really is unfortunate. But
shout out to Troy White, though. That was really nice.
Just be polite. Kill him with kindness.
He was really polite
about
it.
Just kill him with kindness, and that's it, you know.
So we moved on. Yeah, we didn't sit there and keep fishing it in front of him, even though we disagreed. We moved on.
Right.
Yeah. We had to swallow our words and keep it moving. There's plenty other places to fish in the river.
Shout out to Troy. I was getting irritated. Yeah. I was ready to give her a little piece of my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Kept me calm.
Well, and then
thank God I wasn't there.
Yeah, well, she started, oh, I know the mayor. I'm like, oh, God. Troy gave her every number and license number and everything.
Come on down, Bob. Come on down.
So, all right, we're going to move on for that. But I'm definitely going back there regardless if you can or not.
I'm ready.
I'll just
Let's
wait
go.
Till they're asleep.
Let's go.
King of the Beach.
Boom.
King of the Beach was yesterday. We actually, good friend of ours.
Ours.
Yeah. We grew J-Bo.
Up with J-Bo. We grew up with J-Bo.
Justin Bodner and his brother, they actually won, was it the single outboard?
Single outboard, yeah.
Yeah, they won a single outboard in the tournament.
Congratulations, guys.
I don't remember the weight. I think it was 34. Theirs was 34.
That's a nice
single
kingfish,
outboard.
For
yeah,
sure.
It is, yeah.
The ladies, first place for ladies, the G-Force, they weighed in at 22.6 pounds.
Nice.
What was overall?
Overall was
44, I think.
Was it? Yeah, oh, yeah, 44.70. Like that was 50 grand. So what?
50 grand plus they had other sponsorships there. So total was
70 grand. That's,
70
that,
grand.
That's a good day. Who was that? The one that?
Forget the name here.
We got to read it down. We're trying to read it. We're trying to read it, guys. If you're trying to figure out what
I
we're
wrote
doing,
it.
We
I wrote it. It's down Hold It Down.
Hold It Down?
Hold It Down. That's
okay, Hold It Down was the first place. That was a big money day for them at the King of the Beach.
I watched it live on their website. They were popping champagne bottles.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to.
Spraying it everywhere.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all something right now. We don't fish that tournament next year. I'm going to be upset. We need to be in all those tournaments, especially.
We go to the spring one, too.
We got it. And Glenn, what's your
boat? I got the boat for it.
You got the Dorado, bro.
I got the Dorado 25, kid.
I mean, that's brand new off the. Tell us a little bit about that Dorado.
Yeah, tell you what, that Dorado goes from deep blue water to shallow, skinny sandbar water. Let me tell you.
All right. And you, I mean,
not on the sandbar, but sandbar
I don't
water.
Know. There's probably been a couple times you've been on the sandbar.
I got a story.
Do you own the floor bottom on the sandbar?
When I run aground on it, sometimes I do. But
let's come back to that story.
Yeah, I got a story. We'll come back to it in a minute. Let me tell you something about a little Dorado. I mean, I tell you what, that Dorado for a fishing machine, it cuts through the water like butter. It's very comfortable.
Yeah,
you can fish 3-4 people out of it with no problem, especially if you're a guy.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, I was.
Thing's huge.
The thing is huge.
Six people.
But I tell you what, a lot of people see it out of the water on the trailer, like at the boat show, when it was at the boat show, and they're like, man, that's a big boat.
Yeah, it looks bigger.
But it looks bigger, but I tell you what, guys, the minute you get in it,
it's amazing.
And the minute you fish in it, you can fish any
everything.
Fish you want.
Comfy.
All right, we're going to get back. We're going to go a little bit more into details of that. Flats Mafia Radio got a safety tip coming up.
Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Oh, Flats Mafia Radio here.
Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, FishBrain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your FishBrain app right now.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. You guys need to go check out my buddy Jay at Beta Bay Boatworks. He's the guy I go see if I'm having problems with my electrical, gel coat, fiberglass repair, if I want to paint my boat or re-non-skid it, or if I need to install a power pole, a trolling motor, or any other accessories. JR is the man at Beta Bay Boatworks. You can call him at 813-480-3405, 813-480-3405. Mention Flats Mafia Radio and receive a 10% discount. What's up, everybody? This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you ready to start looking fly on the water? Well, if you are, you need to go to flatsmafia.com and check out our assorted shirts we have to offer to women's, kids, and men's. And we have plenty of hats for you to select from, and you want to trick out your cooler or trick out your boat or even trick out your truck. We have plenty of stickers for you. So make sure you go to flatsmafia.com and check out all our gear. This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Top with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook, Real Barbecue, Instagram, at Real Barbecue, email, info, at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Hey, Bubba, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. Just drinking some beers and watching some porn.
Porn? You dirty dog.
Fish porn, bro. Just found this new app called FishingTV.com. It's like Netflix for fishermen. It's so sick. Hundreds of fishing films and shows. Got it on my phone, my iPad, and my Amazon Fire Stick.
Sounds sweet. I'm going to get me some of that. I'll see you tomorrow for that red snapper bite.
Buy any product from Flats Mafia this month and get $7 of free credits for FishingTV.com. Get it on your Apple, Android, and Fire Stick.
Hey guys, this is James Garrison with Flats Mafia Radio. If you're looking to get a new tattoo, large or small, do yourself a favor and visit Hawks Electric Tattoos on Armenia Avenue in Tampa. There's no gimmicks, just bright, bold, clean tattoos that are built to last by Joe Hawks and John Santos. They do all my work. I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Check them out at hawkselectrictattoos.com or give them a call at 813-644-6944. That's 813-644-6944.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rolling down the highway like a rocket gun. I'm headed to town now. Can't stop it with the wheel in my hand. As I stand on the floor of the boat or this car on the road. Got this woman in the back.
We're back. Flats Mafia Radio. I'm here with Captain Glenn Sanchez and James Garrison. We're gonna go over to our marine forecast. And
today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay marine forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
All right, our marine forecast today is winds east northeast 8 to 16 knots, 2 to 3 foot moderate chop. The low tide today is 12:46 p.m. High tide is 8:16 p.m. That's our marine forecast of the week. We're going to go back to Glenn real quick. And we got my buddy Alex waiting on the line for the safety tip of the week. But go ahead and go in a little bit more. You were talking about with the story you had in Dorado Boats.
Oh, no. I'll sum it up real quick with the Dorado Boats, man. I tell you what, if you guys are out in the market for a boat, check out that Dorado 25. Don't let the size steer you away. It's a great boat. It floats 12 inches. People are saying 14. It floats 12. I've been in tailing riff fish with it.
So it can get shallower it than can it
get
looks.
Yes, I got
you can't do both. Literally right. Do both fishing.
And a lot of people say those Dorados are slow, but I tell you what, mine has that 300 Pro Mercury on it, and I've got up to 56. I'm still testing props. So check them out, man. You know, they're in Ozona. Check them out, DoradoBoats.com, you know, and, you know, talk to Adam or Mike. You know, they'll take care of you for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an awesome boat. I fished off it in our tournament, and it was a great, great, great comfortable boat. We're going to go with my buddy Alex on the line for our safety tip of the week. You guys listen up. Alex, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Alex. Good, good. It's Pastor Diaz, United States Coast Guard, coming to you live from beautiful Tampa, Florida. Your boating safety tip of the week. Now, as you guys know, winter is coming. You know what that means. High winds, strong fronts, and small craft advisories. No one should ever leave the dock without first checking the local weather forecast. At certain times of the year, weather can change rapidly, and you should continually keep an eye out. Now, here are a few signs you can look for that indicate an approaching change in the weather. Flat clouds getting lower and thicker, a sudden drop in temperature, increasing wind or sudden change in wind direction, and seas becoming heavy. Now, if in fact you are caught in severe weather, follow these tips. Reduce speed, keeping just enough power to maintain headway. Have everyone on board don their life jackets. If possible, head for the nearest shore that is safe to approach. Keep the boat into the waves at a 45-degree angle. Seat any passengers on the deck near the center line. Now, if the engine fails, trail a sea anchor from the bow to keep it headed into the waves and anchor the boat if necessary. For more boating safety tips, check out the Coast Guard's website at uscgboating.org. Again, this is Fede Ashadiaz with your boating safety tip of the week. Stay safe out there and tight lines.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much, Alex. We appreciate it so much.
That's good
stuff right there. Well, speaking about severe weather, we made some bad decisions this past year in Key West. Actually, first day of mini season, we decided to leave the house at 4 o'clock and sit on our money spot.
You gotta go early to get there early.
We gotta go early because people will sit on that spot. Well, unfortunately, like Alex just said, to watch the weather, we kind of knew what was coming, but we said, you know what, let's just do it. And we headed out about 4 o'clock in the morning. Thank God we found a blue tarp before we left, because it would have been absolutely brutal. We sat through probably the worst lightning thunderstorm I've ever been in, whether on a boat or on land, for I would say 3 hours. I say that was probably, it was a pretty bad decision on our
it was. We knew it was going to be bad driving out there. We could see it, but we were determined. We wanted that spot.
Yeah,
we knew it was loaded, did our scouting the day before, it was ready to go. But
so. Yeah, that storm came in. We were at Isla Mirada, me and my wife, we were down there, and that storm came in by us like at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And it was blowing like 30 miles an hour. But we didn't go out. We waited it out, but I didn't think it was gonna be that bad.
Yeah, no, it was bad. Like
I didn't think it would be that bad.
They ran the blue tarp from the back of the boat over Jeff's tower to the front, and I was rolled up on the front of it like a burrito to keep it down. The wind kicked up one time, almost lost the tarp. And then after all that, us sitting on the spot, this guy comes out in a little flats boat right when the sun rises and tries to jump on the same rock we're diving on.
He's 15 yards behind our boat.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And after
that happens a lot in Key West.
Yeah,
right.
But let me tell you something. After what we went through and after we sat for 3 hours of that terrible storm, there was no way this guy was going to get in our spot. So, you know, I'm not the best diver, but they say, hey, Bubba, go out there and start stirring up some stuff.
We had some discussions with this dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, we
had. They couldn't anchor. They couldn't even anchor their boat. It was so windy. They're in a flats boat, so they couldn't anchor it. So they kept retrying. It took them 45 minutes to finally anchor it, and they finally said, "Screw it, we're leaving."
Yeah,
right.
I think they also said, "Screw it, they're leaving," because Jeff and me personally, I think, gave them a quick slap in the face with one of our flippers to get them out of our spot.
It was getting a little hairy out there. But, we were talking some trash.
And then after all that, we dive for, I mean, we're probably in the water for like 2 hours. We did pretty well. I think we had to go to one more spot before we limited out. But as we're getting ready to leave, a boat that we're staring at that's maybe 20 yards from us pulls up right up on us. Nothing marked, nothing. They come up right on the side of the boat, and it's all undercover FWC. They jump on board, immediately start checking every hatch, checking all the lobster, and I'm still in the water. And when they pull up, I'm like, oh, this is my perfect chance. Jeff doesn't have a ladder on his boat. I'm going to get on his boat. It's going to be awesome.
They're already on our boat.
Yeah,
checking really? Our stuff. Bub's in the water flipping around. He don't use flippers. you think it's pretty difficult to lobster without flippers?
Yes,
Bub's
I think so,
Bub's in the
too.
Water floating around with no flippers.
No weight belt on. Either?
No, wait, I got my boat. Own weight belt.
He can't get in the boat without a ladder.
So the best thing was, so I'm like, oh, you know, officer, do you mind if I use your ladder to get on our boat? He's like, you're going to get on my boat?
Yeah, buddy.
I was like, we don't have a ladder. Can I please get on your boat to get on ours? He was like, all right. Then one of their guys helped me on their boat. I almost trip and fall on their boat. And I, you know me, it's a pretty intense like check already that's going on the boat. So I'm trying to like make this thing as smooth as possible. Hey, you hungry? You want snacks? I start throwing out Fritos and little snacks to all the FWC.
Oh,
of course,
man.
We were all legal. You know, we were able to go, and we ended up catching our limit that day. But, I mean, it's crazy. You got to watch the weather.
Those guys, I'm not sure if they were actually undercover or not. I think we saw one badge flip. I don't know if anybody really looked at it well.
Yeah. I mean, but they even looked
down. I
guess
that's all it takes, though, man. One badge flip.
Well, you know he had a badge flip and a side piece.
Glenn, they were there before we were done catching the lobster.
Right.
We were still in the water.
Right.
We're still getting them out. The boat was in front of us. They come behind after they're done boarding and everything. They stay there.
Wow.
I think they just hit waypoint.
Yeah,
because
they found
we
our
were
home.
Near that Key West house where
right.
we stayed.
Right.
So I think they hit waypoint and then booked it out after
yeah.
we were
well,
gone.
They all flew in. They weren't even from like Key West. I think they were saying that they all flew in because they bring
cool.
so many FWCs in for
right.
many season.
They were
right.
cool guys. They weren't bad.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all caught some fish down there though too, right? Some mahi.
Yeah, we got on the mahi.
Pretty good.
That was a decent bite. It wasn't like the year before, but we got on them. I'm kind of interested to get on them this year when we go back and hopefully Jeff's new boat. Or are you going to take your boat down this
yeah,
year?
We'll
are you going to make it down with us this
we'll
year?
We'll take both of them down.
Yes, we need to get the big house, have 5-6 boats, and go and just.
Let's
we should
it.
Go back to the Key West.
Jeff's will be done by then. He's getting a Malvado by Bonefish Boat Works.
Nice.
It's a 26 foot.
Yeah,
it'll be a little bit bigger than yours, Glenn.
All right.
Well, we need to start planning that right now.
Bubba could be on that one.
We're going to go. Is that going to
be
all guys, or are we going with families on that?
I don't know. I guess that's up to you guys.
More the merrier, right?
Whatever. I don't care. We get a big house. We got plenty of room for the boats. That's the biggest thing. When you go down to Key West, I know my dad, he probably spends like $8 to $8.50 for the week just to keep the boat at the marina.
Right.
So
go to the Real World house again.
The Real World house. That house was amazing.
That was amazing.
Jacuzzi in the living room.
In the living room.
And a full blown plane hanging from the roof.
We were playing cornhole because that's when the hurricane.
That's when that hurricane came through, yeah.
Playing cornhole inside. Our lobster hole's right outside there, but you gotta have numbers to get to it, people. You ain't just gonna find it.
Yeah. You gotta do your work. You gotta do your scouting days before that. And more importantly, you got to watch that weather, man, because that was some pretty intense stuff.
We got some footage of you doing that. I got to get Greg to hook us up with that. We're under the tarp. Glenn, there's six people under this tarp.
Uh-huh.
And we're all huddled up. We're freezing. It's cold. It's hot in there, too, because once you finally get a good seal with that tarp,
uh-huh.
we're all in there talking. It's getting hot. Wind's cranking. It was nasty.
I bet it was fun, though.
No,
Bubba did some Undertaker skits.
Yeah,
I got him on the GoPro. Greg's gonna have to hook us up.
Yeah, maybe. That and then we gotta go back and find the GoPro that was on top of the tower throughout the entire lightning storm. Because I know that had to be unreal. Unreal.
Right, yeah, the anchor came loose a couple times, tarp flew off. It's a bad decision to be
I
out
think,
there.
It
paid off, but
I think we're gonna take this phone call real quick. We got my buddy Mark from Southeastern. Let's get to Mark real quick. Mark, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
We're doing good, man. What's up with you?
Not a whole lot. Sorry, got tied up a little bit this morning before I called in.
No worries.
Give a couple of shout-outs on some things that we have going on that I want all your viewing and listening audience to kind of know about.
All right.
This coming up 19th, November 19th, is the Metropolitan Ministries Fishing for Hope Food Drive. This is the way that our fishing community can really put their hands on giving back to the individuals in the Tampa area, Polk County area, Pasco, Pinellas. It doesn't matter where you are. The Metropolitan Ministries have drop sites and have ways to accumulate the goods needed to help these people in need.
Awesome.
So the biggest drive today is going to be November 19th for the Fishing for Hope for Metropolitan Ministries.
Okay.
What we are doing at Southeastern is we teamed up with Metropolitan Ministries and have now acquired 2 food barrels that are located at our store, which is at 2907 North Florida Avenue, for those that haven't come by. So we have 2 food barrels ready to accept everyone's donations.
Awesome.
If you do make a point to stop by our store before the 19th, because we are ready to accept them right now, we're going to put you into a raffle, because we have about, I would say, $500 worth of free goods that we're going to raffle out just for you giving $5 to $10 worth of food for this great cause of Metropolitan Ministries.
That is awesome, man. That's for a good cause. Very good cause. That's definitely bringing the fishing community together. It's a great thing Southeastern's doing. We definitely are going to keep promoting that to the day of. And we really appreciate you calling in, Mark. And we will get some more info from you next week, and keep pumping this and promoting it and bringing the fishing community together. And see if we can't load up plenty of those boxes over there at Southeastern.
Yeah, definitely. And guys, just to throw one more thing out there for you, for the next week's show, I'm going to be dropping some major bombs just for your listening and viewing audience. This thing is going to get bigger and bigger as we go.
Awesome, awesome.
Right now, cool. One of our largest items for this giveaway is a brand new Nautic Start 2 jump starter. This is a $200 battery jump starter. So if you've ever been stranded out on the water like I have, this kind of an item is a no-brainer. We're going to be giving away this item just for bringing in $5 worth of food that's been sitting in your pantry for Lord knows how long. We have tons of fishing tackle. We have tons of apparel. We are ready to give our fishing community. We're wanting to give back to them for giving to this cause.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Extremely excited. You can catch it on our website. If you go to our website right now, fishsoutheastern.com, there's an upcoming events link on that website that'll tell you all the different non-perishable foods that we need to collect for these barrels. Of course, we can't keep a turkey outside. So if you go to our website, there's a list of items.
Sounds good. Mark, go ahead and send us that link, and we'll put it on our page. We got to get going. We got some music coming out of your headphones here.
Yeah, send us that link, and we'll put it on our Facebook page, and we'll keep promoting it. We'll keep going promoting it for the rest of the week. This is Flats Mafia Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be wrapping things up.
Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C Mule and Berkshire Homes.
If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800, or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now. Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890.
Captain Bubba here from Flats Mafia Radio, live every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Have you guys heard about Seamule? Let me tell you something about Seamule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at Seamule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. Seamule. Hee-haw.
This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you tired of your boat? Are you ready for a new one? Whaling Bay Marine is now in Clearwater, conveniently located on US 19 and Whitney Road, offering sales, parts, and service for Seaborn, Mako, Glassstream, Tracker, Spider Flats boats, and more. Have an old boat and you'd like to sell or trade? Perfect. We are taking in all makes and models. Contact us today at 727-648-4545 or on the web at whalingbayclearwater.com. Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com. Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your Fish Brain app right now.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
And we're back, Flats Mafia Radio. Our segments are flying through.
So it goes quick.
I don't know about you guys, quick. But today was feeling good.
You're talking trash, it goes by quick.
Today, speaking about talking trash, I think we got Armando on there. Cuz is on the line. We're gonna bring in
Armando Martinez.
Yeah, we're gonna actually hold on. We're gonna go to our Marine Today's Forecast Sunday one more time morning, for everyone.
Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
Taylor Werner Kitchens Marine Forecast. Winds east northeast 8 to 16 knots, 2 to 3 foot moderate chop. Low tide 12:46 p.m. High tide 8:16 p.m. for you guys that missed out. And we're going to go straight to the hotline bling. We got Cuz on the mic. What's up, Cuz?
Armando
what's
Martinez.
What's up? What's up, James? What's up, Bubba? What's up, Glenn?
What's up, dude?
How y'all doing? Good show. Good show, man.
Awesome,
Lee, when are you going to put me on the show, you know?
You're on it right now.
What are you talking about?
I got to have faith.
Bro, I don't think there's enough room in the studio for them pipes, kid.
You got a TV face, baby. You got a TV face.
Yeah, everybody always asks me how you get them pipes. You know, I said all the redfish back in the day.
Redfish or small shirts, cuz? Which one is it?
Where's my
small
boots?
Shirt, you know, the old lady dries them a little too long.
Did you go fishing the other day? How'd you do?
No, I didn't win. We went last weekend, man. The bite, you know, like I said, this time of the year, the redfish bite, you know, is killer, man. But right now with this cold front, they're starting singling out now. So we found a couple of nice ones. Not, you know, a lot of slots. We're starting to find more slots now.
Right,
you know, as this they're making their transition to big boys a little offshore now in their deeper holes, you know, for that spawning season. But trout bite's getting on fire. The trout starting to kick up right now, so waiting for that. The bait's still plenty in the flats right now. You find bait anywhere. Awesome. You know, you don't even need chum, just throw in, done.
Hey,
pretty much done. So
let me ask you this: how's your project going with that? That your new Florida skiff?
Skiff, man. I'm gonna go out there and start cutting the transom out and stuff. I'm redoing the whole thing, all composite and everything, man. I've been like last year and fished too many tournaments because I was working on the other one, but I got this other project. So you know, put that all together, and then the Blazer will be back up another, the Speed Demon will be back up another month or so with a new Mercury.
Because you got
on
two
it,
boats so. Not working? What's up with that, man?
Yeah, you know, I got a big project. I'll be ready next year for tournament. And for everybody listening out there, I'm probably going to have a live bait tournament starting up in right when the season really gets good, like March, April.
You're going to do it for real?
You can do it for real, yeah.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of guys talking about it. We'll see something up. And I like the flats, you know.
I know we spoke about it briefly. Good, so yeah, I'm ready. So, we're ready to. We'll help you out with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll definitely have it, man. We got to get something going, you know, live bait consistent, like five tournaments, you know, and then we have a little championship. It's going to be, you know, 90% payback. It's going
to
be good.
Hey, we need you to fish that the Fish Brain one coming up in December, December 3rd.
Oh yeah,
get the Blazer out.
I think I'm doing that. I'm doing that one. I think me and buddy Zach's gonna do it or something. Right, you know, it's like, yeah. So we're gonna.
Well, you know that there, you know so. The captain's meetings are always fun. The captain's meetings and the weigh-ins are always fun when we all get together.
Are you doing a Floater Pro or no?
Yeah, we're gonna do it, man. Yeah, me and Cuz team up a little bit. You know, get the Blazer. You know, we'll get out there, and I'm definitely going to do a lot more tri IFA and everything next year. I've just been tied. Last year I was tied up. Everybody's like, where you been? I was tied up, you know, making boats, doing boats and fixing stuff. So,
all right, man. All right, cuz. Well, thank you for calling, bud.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, awesome show, man. Awesome show. Y'all appreciate doing real good.
Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
See you.
Hey, nobody's called in and said we sucked yet.
No, they haven't.
Not yet.
Did they get the right number?
They're still sleeping. If you think we suck, it's a different number.
Yeah, that's a different number.
No, I'd like to hear it. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know, guys.
Be honest. Today, tell us.
Today went really well. It did. I think our segments are flying through, and eventually we might be able to get this thing going 2 hours long.
Right.
Hey, Mark, behind the glass, make that happen, baby.
Hey, sponsors behind the scenes, make that happen, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
You pushed it along. Yeah. You pushed the buck right there.
Yeah, you know what? Shout out real quick.
We're going to put some on you. Okay.
We got to give a shout out to all our sponsors too, man. C-Mule.
Good timing, right?
Yeah, Berkshire Homes, Taylor Warner Kitchens, and everyone that's pitching and doing their thing on the commercials. We appreciate it.
Did you talk to Brian? How did they do yesterday, King of the Beach?
When I talked to him text last night, it was a little too late, so I didn't really get nothing back for him. But yeah,
is this thing over?
Yeah, this is over.
It's over already?
We got 30 seconds. That's it.
Well, let me take a shout out to my cameraman Greg over here. He did good work, man. I'm very proud.
Yes, sir. Greg.
Shout out to Greg. Say something, Greg. No? All right.
Hey, y'all tune in next week, man. Flats Mafia Radio. We're here.
This episode was brought to you by C-Mule and Berkshire Homes. You can hear all Flats Mafia radio shows at flatsmafia.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Flats Mafia.